Listen and follow the Left Wing Rugby Podcast with me, Will Slattery, and Luke Fitzgerald.
As far as I can see, I always want to get in the Irish team. And that should be every young player's dream and ambition in this country. And if you're playing in a place where you're not going to get the opportunities in the big games, that they're the ones that get you picked. They are the ones, the Champions Cup games are the ones that get you picked. You need to be playing in a team and starting in a team for those games. It's as simple as that if you want to play in the Irish team.
Every week on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Irish Independent digital subscription doesn't just get you the news. It gets you the best of Ireland's stories all in one place. Whether it's the best of politics, business, sport, entertainment, or lifestyle. Get it all for just €4 a month for 12 months when you first subscribe. Visit independent.ie/subscribe today. Irish Independent. Terms and conditions apply. Cancel anytime.
Just a warning that this podcast contains references to domestic violence and sexual assault that some listeners may find distressing. Today on the Indo Daily, Diddy, Cassie, and the 24-hour lawsuit that shook a hip-hop icon.
Rap mogul Sean Combs, better known as Diddy, is facing serious accusations of abuse by his former girlfriend and collaborator.
Rapper, music producer, and business mogul Sean Diddy Combs, formerly known as Puff Daddy, was at the centre of disturbing allegations by his former girlfriend and hip-hop artist, Cassie.
Cassie describing the music mogul as a vicious, cruel, and controlling man, saying she was trapped and held down by Combs. She's now suing him for what she says happened during what she's calling a cycle of abuse, spelling out incident after incident.
It was a damaging 24 hours for the star, who settled the lawsuit just a day after the initial allegations were filed.
Though Cassie and Diddy did not detail the terms of that agreement, the settlement quickly shuts down the potential for a trial and the process of legal discovery. That's when evidence in the case is often made public.
I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Dee Malumbi, features journalist with the Irish Independent, to talk through the impact of the case on the rap legend. Dee, to start with, can we just establish, who are we talking about here? That, because there are multiple names, so to make it more familiar to people, who is this person?
So this figure was born as Sean John Combs. He also goes by Sean Love Combs. He also goes by Puff Daddy, if you're of a certain generation. Diddy is kind of probably the music title that he mostly goes by. But whatever name you know him by, you've been living under a rock for the past 2 to 3 decades if you have not heard this man's name. He is a huge, huge name in the music industry. A 3-time Grammy winner, a 2-time VMA winner. Diddy runs a business empire that includes pretty much everything. It spans alcohol, music, his clothing line, Sean John.
I was going to make the clothes that you would get dressed in, the fragrance you would put on, listen to the music that I produced, to buy the vodka that was in the club.
And he's been a major hip-hop figure since founding Bad Boy Records in 1993. He has worked with such musicians as the Notorious B.I.G. Mary J. Blige. Usher and Lil' Kim. And just to kind of talk about a few of the highlights in his career, after the tragic death of the Notorious B.I.G. in 1997, Sean Combs released I'll Be Missing You, which was a huge, huge single. It topped the Billboard singles charts for 11 weeks. He produced the MTV reality series Making the Band. He was known for dating Jennifer Lopez for a time. They were known as a big power couple. He's also made a foray into movies. He starred in the film Monsters Ball in 2001. He performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2004. And the list just goes on and on for all of these kind of highlights of his careers. He really is a big, powerful name when it comes to this industry.
So we're going to, for the purpose of this conversation, we're going to call him Sean Diddy Combs, because that's what he goes by now. Then tell me, who is Cassandra Cassie Ventura?
So Cassie is an American singer. She's also a model, an actress, and a dancer. She was born in Connecticut, and she would have begun her musical career really in late 2004. At this time, she signed on to the record label Next Selection Lifestyle Group with the record producer Ryan Leslie. Now, she'd probably be best known for her debut single, Me and You, which was released in 2005. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, sold more than 1 million digital downloads. And I think that a lot of people of a certain generation would still recognize it now when it comes on in the dance club and they kind of start to dance along with it. But really, it was that debut single, Me and You, that ultimately led to a relationship with Sean Combs. He discovered the single and he agreed with the producer, Ryan Leslie, to partner with him. So Next Selection imprint would have partnered with Combs' Bad Boy Records for the commercial release of Cassie's self-titled debut album. Now, Combs was very good at kind of defending Cassie in, you know, the early stages of her career. She was criticized for early live performances on the likes of Total Request Live. And he said, like, look, cut her some slack. She's a bit inexperienced. And he would have been quite involved in her second album, saying that Cassie was going to be working with such producers as Kanye West and Pharrell Williams on it. However, this album wasn't really released in the end. Now, you know, Cassie's career ended up kind of taking an interesting journey because it was looking quite promising in those years of the mid to late 2000s. But I'm not sure that there was quite enough to distinguish her as an artist compared to, you know, other musicians who would have been releasing music at this time. She had a small role in Mark Wahlberg's movie Spencer Confidential. And on the TV screen, she appeared in 2 episodes of Empire, which was a show that Sean Combs is rumored to have taken issue with because he didn't approve of the fact that there were some similarities to his own life story in the narrative there. Arguably, today she's probably better known in the US than she would be internationally, at least at this point in her career, but possibly as a result of these latest developments, she'll be kind of wider known now, I suppose.
Yeah, Combs, in his capacity as Puff Daddy, major international rap artist, probably has that global fame, whereas she's probably more isolated to the States. Tell us, so, what is this case about that we've been hearing about?
So Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, he was accused of rape and abuse in a major lawsuit that was filed by Cassie, a.k.a. Cassandra Ventura, that alleges that he used his powerful network to keep her trapped in a violent relationship with him.
Ventura accused the singer of rape, domestic violence, and sex trafficking, citing controlling behavior that she says lasted over a decade while she was signed to Diddy's record label and the two were in a romantic relationship.
The two would have dated for more than a decade, really. However, the two ended up reaching a settlement very, very quickly, just a day after the lawsuit was filed.
Yeah, the two of them have now issued this statement that says there was a settlement, but doesn't really say in any detail of what exactly was settled, what part of her allegations resulted in this settlement. And I suppose that's what the focus has been on.
So the parties announced on Friday evening that they'd reached an agreement to resolve the case. They didn't disclose now any details about the terms of the settlement. But Cassie said in her statement, "I have decided to resolve this matter amicably on terms that I have some level of control. I want to thank my family, fans, and lawyers for their unwavering support." And then Sean Combs' statement reads, "We have decided to resolve this matter amicably. I wish Cassie and her family all the best. Love."
Can we go into some of the allegations that she made?
Yes. So the lawsuit really is quite disturbing in terms of how it depicts how that relationship began and how it developed. It alleges that Sean Combs aggressively pursued her and invited her to a gathering for her 21st birthday. They had met initially when she was just 19 years old. And at this birthday party, he forcibly kissed her. He immediately started exerting his power and influence. Cassandra alleges that in 2018, she had been, you know, absolutely desperate to end this relationship and they had a dinner and she thought that they were going to be discussing the issue, that they were ultimately going to break up after this dinner. However, Combs forced himself into her home and raped her, according to the lawsuit. Shortly after she left the home, which he had paid for, she returned the car he had bought for her and separated herself from him completely. She says the harm and trauma that she had experienced had required required intensive medical and psychological care. Not only that, but he was physically abusive towards her in terms of beating her. Apparently, he often kicked, punched and stomped on her. He also disturbingly forced Ventura to regularly engage in sexual acts with male sex workers.
Ventura alleged that after the two met back in 2005, Combs lured Miss Ventura into an ostentatious, fast-paced and drug-fueled lifestyle and into a romantic relationship with him, and that he used illegal substances and threats of violence to force Miss Ventura into repeated unwanted sexual encounters with male sex workers.
These acts would have involved costumes such as masquerade masks and lingerie, and Combs photographed and filmed these encounters as well, according to the lawsuit.
Yeah, this is not really an historic allegations. 2018 was when they broke up, and that dinner you referred to, and the subsequent actions that she alleged happened. Well, you know, that's only 5 years ago. So fine, the relationship is broken up for 5 years now, but not that far back. And also, it's interesting. She's claiming that this abuse happened across several different state lines. So we're not just talking about New York here.
Yeah, so that's what's quite interesting about this. Apparently, they occurred in the likes of Miami, Beverly Hills and Los Angeles. So there was kind of the threat of this becoming a federal case. And this is something that the publication TMZ had inquired into. According to a report by them, they actually contacted the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York, as well as the FBI. But of course, you know, it was kind of early days to call at this point whether this could have developed into a federal case. It was purely speculation, and it just takes 24 hours, I suppose, to completely change the context for a case. And that's how this situation was ultimately resolved. And they were also looking at trying it in the Southern District of New York, which could have potentially spelt out really bad news for Sean Combs, because the Southern District of New York boasts a shockingly high conviction rate across the board. According to the Pace University criminal justice blog, over 95% of all criminal cases result in a plea of guilty, which is obviously extremely high stats there. So yeah, it could have been like potentially very damaging for Sean Combs.
She has an allegation in that lawsuit that Combs targeted another rapper because of his jealousy, and that broadened out into quite an incredible story.
Yeah, it's quite frightening, actually. So in one incident that was described in the court cases, Cassandra Ventura says that in early 2012, Mr. Combs grew so angry about her dating the rapper Kid Cudi that he said he would blow up the rapper's car. And the state actually says that around that time, his car ended up exploding in his driveway, and through a spokeswoman, Kid Cudi confirmed Cassie's account that his car has exploded and said that this was all true. So there's really some, you know, there's quite a bit of violence potentially in that relationship. And Cassie would have also detailed a number of incidents where Sean Combs' physical abuse towards her took to quite extremes as well. For example, there was one incident in Los Angeles where, again, I suppose this has in common with the Kid Cudi case, in that there was quite a bit of jealousy, because Sean Combs became so enraged when he saw Cassie talking to another talent agent that he allegedly pushed her into a car. He kicked her repeatedly in the face and made her bleed. And in another incident in 2015, Sean Combs beat Cassie so severely that when his security guard and assistant saw her, she had two black eyes, she had a burst and bruised lip, a huge welt on her forehead, and the two began to cry together, according to this lawsuit. And she was forced to hide in hotels while she was healing from these physical injuries and bruises.
Does she detail why she's brought the lawsuit at this time?
Yes, she has actually talked about it, and she said that really it's as a result of this Adult Survivors Act. So for anyone who is unfamiliar with this, this is a New York law that allows people who say they were victims of sexual abuse to file civil suits after the state of limitations has expired. Now, the 1 year window to bring cases under this law ends next week. So that law was actually cited in Cassie's complaint. And in a statement, she talked about its importance guidance. So she says, quote, with the expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act fast approaching, it became clear that this was an opportunity to speak up about the trauma I have experienced and that I will be recovering from for the rest of my life, end quote. And she also spoke about how it was important to speak out, not just on her own behalf, but on behalf of other women who have suffered physically, emotionally, psychologically as a result of these types of abuses.
Now, beyond the statement attached to the settlement, had Sean Diddy Combs responded to these allegations in any substantial manner?
Yeah, there were a couple of interesting developments. So initially, the only response that we had from Sean Combs was from his lawyer, Ben Braffman, who said, quote, Mr. Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations, end quote. But not only that, but his lawyers actually claimed that Cassie was essentially blackmailing them.
In a statement to E! News, Diddy's lawyer, Ben Braffman, says Mr. Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations. For the past 6 months, Mr. Combs has been subjected to Ms. Ventura's persistent demand of $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about their relationship, which was unequivocally rejected as blatant blackmail.
Now, they said that, you know, they absolutely refused to give in to these demands, that it was pure blackmail. And they said that now that she has withdrawn this threat, she's now resorting to filing a lawsuit riddled with, quote, baseless and outrageous lies, aiming to tarnish Mr. Combs' reputation and seeking a payday, end quote.
Yeah, the situation now, though, is that there are still ripple effects. As you mentioned, he did a show on MTV called Making the Band, and a girl band emerged out of that. And the most prominent singer from that is now involved in this as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. So Aubrey O'Day, she's now a singer and reality television personality, and she really would have been one of the leading individuals that emerged out of this reality series, Making the Band. And she kind of spoke out when these allegations came out. She expressed kind of having Cassie's back and everything. She said, I am in complete support of her. I've been trying to tell y'all for years, prayers up to this queen. And she also spoke previously about how Sean Combs had actually kind of tried to get her to sign an NDA, which would never disparage either him or his label, Bad Boy.
Any claims or wrongdoings or actions prior to the date of the release, I have to sign an NDA that I will never disparage Puff, Bad Boy, Janice Combs, or Justin Combs Music, or EMI, or Sony ever in public.
She talked about this in a YouTube video, and she said that she refused to sign the NDA. And not only that, but she also told her fellow band members who would have been part of Danity Kane, which was part of the Making the Band show, she told them not to sign the NDA either.
Yeah, the assertion there is that there was an edict laid down to anybody within the wider circle, or anybody, any acts who came to work for Ziba, that they ought to design NDAs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it would, again, that would suggest that there were other activities here that Mr. Combs doesn't want getting out there into the public domain.
I mean, it's the story you always hear about when it comes to abuse of power and just kind of, you know, making everybody shuts their mouth about it, really. It's kind of a classical story that we've heard again and again. But I suppose as a result of the way that this particular case has been resolved in quote unquote amicable terms, which really means in financial terms, in a way it would have been perhaps more powerful to see this case go to court and everything. But at the same time, I can understand why Cassie would have ultimately withdrawn from that, because you can imagine someone with the kind of money and resources as Sean Combs would have had. He would have had very powerful lawyers on his side who could have given Cassie, you know, quite a grilling in terms of that cross-examination if it had gone to a court of law.
So is that the end of the matter, or do we think there are additional questions for Sean Diddy Combs to answer here, either from the media side, the business side, or indeed on the federal prosecution side?
It is one of those cases where I suppose it is a little bit of wait and see. I do think that this lawsuit is going to mark something like act as something of a black mark against Diddy. His career is largely based on collaborations with not only other artists, but other labels. And there is a possibility now that these, you know, allegations have come out that some will want to dissociate from his name, at least in the short term. But at the same time, you know, we have seen these allegations in previous cases have no impact on the person in question's career whatsoever. And particularly given this case was resolved so quickly and amicably, quote unquote, it's hard to say if it's actually going to have any real repercussions, particularly when he is such a powerful figure in his respective industry. It'll be interesting to see what repercussions this has in terms of Cassie's career as well. Only time will tell if it could mark some kind of revitalization in terms of bringing her name to more prominent on, you know, an international level, like we were kind of talking about there earlier. I do think, though, probably both parties are quite relieved at how this has ultimately panned out. And I think that both of them are going to be very careful, and they should be very careful when it comes to exactly what they're going to do next in terms of life and career.
And my thanks to Dee Malumbi. I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today's episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Tabitha Monaghan, researched by Dave Hanratty, with sound by Gavin Hennessy. Archive clips from ABC News, TMZ News, CBS Mornings, E! News, Page 6, and The Irish Independent. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow, and leave us a review. And if you have been affected by any of the issues raised on this podcast, there is a list of helplines available on the Irish Independent. Just search Someone to Talk To.
We're offering Indo Daily listeners 50% off an Irish Independent digital subscription. Head over to independent.ie/redeem to sign up for unlimited access to premium content, e-paper, puzzles and more. Just enter the code INDO, that's I-N-D-O, to receive 50% off your subscription. Stay informed and engage. Subscribe today.